further ado, I'd like to call tonight's meeting of the Design Review Board to order. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Chair Talini.
I'm here.
Vice Chair Krasinski.
Here.
Board Member Cousins.
Here.
Board Member Emberson.
Here.
And Board Member Chong is absent.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is oral communications. This is the opportunity for anyone in the audience who'd like to bring anything to our attention for placement on a future agenda, i.e. this is for items that are not on tonight's agenda. And seeing none, we will close that and move on to staff briefing.
The only two items I would mention is that if anyone's here for 2235 Central East or 85 Eastview Avenue, those items have been withdrawn.
They're all still here. Thanks, Dan. So old business, those two items that Dan mentioned have gone away. So moving on to new business, the one and only item on tonight's new business portion of the agenda is 2370 Paradise Drive. If the applicant would like to come up, you have up to 20 minutes to present the application, and then we'll let members of the public come up, give them 3 minutes per household, and then we'll give you a chance to come back up for up to 5 minutes to respond.
Good evening. Is this thing working? Do we need it even?
Yes.
We need it because we're recording.
Okay, so is it working? Okay. I'm Mary Griffin with Turnbull Griffin Huslop Architects, and with me is my partner, Stefan Huslop, and the two of us have been working on this project for Rich and Caroline Gray, who are sitting right here and are eager to move to Tiburon. And so we were going to take you through a quick PowerPoint presentation of the project that we've been working on. And I know many of you have reviewed previous projects on this site for other owners and are familiar with the property. But this is where it is on Paradise Drive. So Stefan, I should have to do this so I'm not, or I can take this out, right? This is where it is on Paradise Drive. Okay, next. And here you see this is the existing house and the neighboring houses, including the vacant lot that is across the street, the houses on either side at 2360 and 2380. Most of the houses in the neighborhood actually are two stories. This is the only one almost currently that's completely one story. And this is our parcel, and an unusual thing about this part of Tiburon is that we access off Paradise Drive, but there's also the lower Linda Vista Road that can allow you to access off the south side of the parcel. And then this is what it looks like as you approach the house. This is Paradise Drive. There's a public way utility easement where cars can park. This wall is currently failing even more if you've gone by lately. This is the driveway down into the property, which is quite steep. This goes down to an existing garage and the existing house. This is on the side of the house. On the west side, there's a non-conforming unit in the setback area of the existing house. This is the front deck of the current existing house, looking on to the house beyond, which is 2380. This is the view that all of these houses share different vantages of, this very broad view looking out towards Angel Island, some to the East Bay, some to the Golden Gate Bridge as well. The current house doesn't take advantage of this view very well. It's about 50 years old, is that right? And in pretty poor condition. It has an 8-foot ceiling and 6-foot-8 doors, and so you really don't get the experience of why you might want to live on this very, very special piece of land in this wonderful neighborhood. So that was part, and this is across the street, the vacant lot, and then next to that, the houses. This is also a corner of the vacant lot. And I know there was a previous proposal that had suggested a 2-story house, and that was denied in part because of worries of uphill neighbors. This is our neighbor to the west, and then this is how they look from the south side. They have a separate detached building, and then their house is set quite a ways away from our property line. This is the neighbor to the east as they enter their garage, and then this is how they abut our property line, and this is where their house becomes two stories as the land slopes downhill along this area. This is from our current deck looking up towards that neighbor and the windows that they have that look out over over the site. This is from Linda Vista. There's a garden here. It becomes flat right in this area, and this is where we're proposing to move the driveway. This is the existing hedge that we're hoping to preserve as much as possible along Linda Vista. It's currently a screening hedge. These are the cars across the way in Linda Vista. There are quite a few garages and cars along Linda Vista. And so now we wanted to talk about our design approach. So this is obviously locates the house, and this is this part of Tiburon where houses tip different ways to capture different views. And we were right at the edge of some of the houses aligning more along. The current house aligns with the house to its west, to its east, but we're now going to propose to tip the house towards the west. Another issue is with the very steep, difficult access off Paradise Drive. It's pretty scary to go in and out of that driveway. And we thought we had an opportunity when we removed the house to come up with an idea that would allow us to come in off Linda Vista and tuck a garage under what's basically a one-story house above. The proposed house is 6 inches below the elevation of the existing house. And then on the upper level, we would remove the curb cut for the driveway and add another parking space. So there would be an entry gate that would let visitors park there and walk down to the house, but there would no longer be a curb cut or driveway off Paradise Drive. So this seemed like an opportunity in terms of, I think you know that in a previous application, there was an increased FAR for this lot because it couldn't be coverage for this lot because it couldn't go up. But we were trying to reduce the impact of that on the site, and this garage idea helped us do that. Next. So this shows the orientation of the new house. The old house was the red, and we thought if we crank the new house to align with the western property line instead of the eastern property line on this trapezoid, it actually took the corner of the house and moved it back. So from both neighbors' points of views, it increased the distance between us and these neighbors, and it pushed the corner back for those neighbors. So we thought that opportunity as we rebuild to kind of reorient the house made it more polite towards both neighbors, and these show their cones of views. The house itself is on the main level, a one-story house that has two bedrooms, two and a half baths. You enter coming down from Paradise Drive into an entry area and then come into a living dining kitchen with a study off to the side. There's a deck that very much follows the pattern of the existing deck, but is 6 inches lower than the existing deck. And then the roof is tips up slightly to the south on the Paradise Drive side, and that's where we located the required solar panels. And then the roof is flat, and then it again tips up to the south over the living room portion of the house. This shows you the garage. It comes in under the house, and there's both a residential elevator and a stair that connect it to the main level, since the Grays are hoping to live here for a long, long time. And now Stefan's going to go over some of the details that are in the submission.
So these are the technical drawings that we included in our application, and this is our site plan. And I just wanted to point out a few things. The house, as we've positioned it, hugs the setback line toward the west, but exceeds the setbacks on all of the other three sides. The dotted line here is the footprint of the existing. Up at Paradise, we know that the existing would retain retaining wall is failing, so we expect through a separate encroachment permit to propose to rebuild that and then at the same time extend the parking across the current curb cut and driveway aperture. Our application includes a very small variance for lot coverage of between 2 and 3%, significantly less than the previously approved application. And in our case, that 2 or 3% is to some extent due just to this deck, because once it spans the driveway, it's counted at a 50% rate in terms of lot coverage. So we're almost, in terms of the house itself, in compliance with the maximum. The other variance we've applied for is a 1 foot height increase at this front fence. And the reason for that is that our property line is downslope from the retained parking platform, so visually a compliant fence would be quite low and not provide any privacy for the house. So at 7 feet or between six and seven, we can get a fence that provides reasonable screening. We think at the end of the day, this house will not be particularly visible from Paradise at all. This is the primary floor plan and the garage level plan. These are two sections that depict the fact that the garage is tucked under the one-story house, and it shows the roof profiles that Mary described. These with a slight slope toward the south for the photovoltaic panels. The living room slopes up at a rate of 1 in 12, similar to an accessibility ramp. This is our palette of materials. The Grays very much wanted this house to feel like a beach cottage, and so the material palette is natural, and we expect it to weather nicely over the years. It's comprised of vertical red cedar siding primarily, standing seam metal roof in a soft gray color, the photovoltaic panels, of course, aluminum clad wood windows, also in a kind of zinc-like color, Ipe decking. We have a few small skylights, all of which would be tinted at the required 25% level. This sequence of elevations pairs our proposed elevation with the existing elevation, this being the view from Paradise. This is the view to the south, to the view. Here's our living room windows over the garage below. That's the existing. You can also see in these drawings a profile of the existing building, and from that you can see that we would actually be removing a large portion of roof bulk above our primary horizon line, in a sense. This is the west elevation. And this is the landscape plan prepared by SWA Landscape Architects. And the goal here was to create a landscape that was informal, planted with natives, drought-tolerant plants, and really felt like something that fit into Tiburon and might always have been here. Mary's going to talk a bit about our neighbor.
So neighbor outreach, I think we had our first meeting with the neighbors in June of last year. And so we met at the current house, and I think five different neighbors came to the meeting. And we looked at the existing house and tried to understand about the neighborhood and some of the history of the neighborhood. And the main thing that came up in that meeting was that, of course, everyone's views and the different angles of the views, and that in the case of the two immediate neighbors on their side walls where they have windows, they have looked over this property, and so that different proposals over the years that have impacted those views from those side windows, and so we were trying to understand that. It's very hard to, you know, of course there's a house there, so it's hard to understand. So the Temstras were kind enough to invite us up to their house, and we went to try to understand, because they were concerned that our proposal was going to have too much of an impact. And so we went up and tried to understand the view from this window, and then this window that I think they had added at some point that looks out towards the Golden Gate Bridge. And they're really a level above this, the existing house, which is the one-story house. So our initial proposal was like this. The red is the setbacks, and we were within all our setbacks, but we had the overhang projecting out. And having looked at the view from the neighbors, we came back with a proposal where we pulled the house back 4 feet so that it touched the setback in this corner instead of in that corner. And we were able to then pull away from that view. And then we also looked at eroding the corner that had been fully rectangular out there in order to further open up that view towards the Golden Gate Bridge. And then we looked at putting a flat roof that kind of encased the roof that tips up over the living room to lower that profile towards the sensitive view. So we had a series of meetings, and they were very, well, let us come back and keep photographing things to try to understand it. And then we actually volunteered to erect story poles prior to the required story poles so the neighbors could see the project and see where it was. And this shows the proposed lower roof and the upper roof. And these were erected, I think, sometime in the summer. And then we went ahead, and this is from that triangular window. And of course, this is a foggy day, but this is the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see where the land ends. That's the North Tower right there. And so we made these modifications and then went ahead and submitted our proposal. And this is just a view that shows the proposal with the flat roof wrapping around on either side. You can see the neighbor's house on that side. This house is pulled quite a ways away, and so it, and those are the solar panels, and the view, the deck, and then this is the view from Paradise Drive with the driveway gone away, the new parking area, which would allow for 3 cars to park here. They would enter through a gate here and walk down to the house. And that it would be very low profile from Paradise Drive. And you can see it's actually quite a bit smaller than the neighboring house, certainly on the uphill side. And so I think that's really our presentation. I don't know if Rich, would you like to add anything?
Thank you for the opportunity to address you and to for your consideration of this application. We've worked hard to try to
excuse me, if you wouldn't mind just stating your name for the record, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Richard Gray. I'm the owner of 2370 Paradise Drive. We've tried hard to be sensitive to the concerns of others. We did make changes that Mary described in response to those concerns over a period of several months. And we think that what we've proposed is a reasonable balance of interests among neighbors. This is a neighborhood which has homes that are close together, and so it's not always possible to make everything perfect for everybody, but we think this is a reasonable accommodation and would be a good addition to the neighborhood, both the updating of the current house as well as changing the access to Linda Vista and fixing up the parking spaces and adding a parking space in front of the house. So we think it's a reasonable proposal, and we certainly appreciate your giving it your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we turn over to the members of the public, this being the first application we've heard since the beginning of the new year, I heard reference to required solar panels, which I recall the legislative powers that be in this town enacting some sort of every new home, or maybe it's even substantial remodel, has to have solar, PV, something. This is the first one we've seen and heard mention of that. Could you give us like a quick overview?
Sure, actually went into effect, I think, in May or June of last year. So there have been a couple of other homes that have come in and applied the same way. We do now require installation of solar panels for any new home, not substantial remodels or ones that tip over the 50% limit but are still keeping portions of the home. Anything that's from the ground up does require solar panels. There's a certain formula for how much energy they the system needs to be able to provide per square foot of the building.
Okay. All right, thanks. We'll open it up to members of the public. We do ask that comments. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry?
Do we get to ask questions or not?
Yeah, do we have questions for the applicant that we want to do now?
Yeah, I have one question.
Sure.
And it's about, really just about the issue of balustrades on the, particularly over the deck where it overhangs the garage entrance. But I would imagine, in my experience of the California, the way they apply the code here, that you would have to put a balustrade on that.
There's an option to do a horizontal rail, and this current deck has that option.
I couldn't see anything on the drawing.
No, I just meant it's not a vertical rail, so this garden bench would meet the code by being more than 3 feet out from the actual deck. That's an option as an in the building code, as opposed to a vertical rail. So if you're at the edge, you have to have the vertical rail, but if you have a horizontal rail, so we have a continuous bench and then this planter that keeps people from walking off the edge of the rail. And so the idea of that is, as you know, rails are now 42 inches high, which is really high in a place like Tiburon. And so in the current deck that's there has a horizontal rail, so we would be rebuilding it. And this, the one that's there probably doesn't meet current code, but that's how we're addressing that concern.
Because my own experience when I build a house is they wouldn't let me do that because it's quite easy to get onto the seat. And once you're on the seat, it's quite easy to fall off the other side. So I'm surprised.
Well, obviously, if in the building permit process, if we ran into that, we'd have to do a normal.
And would it come back?
It might need to go through a staff level design review for the railings.
Quite a big feature.
First one is looking at your rendering there, and then looking at the material board. All of that nice brown is all going to turn to gray, right?
Yes, the idea is really they wanted it to feel more like a beach house and to feel like it weathered naturally, and so the cedar would both turn gray and the ipe would turn gray.
Second question is that the fence on the front, in the front yard?
Maybe we could go to that one.
Stuff. Is it, is the 7 feet is from the back side, the downhill side, is that correct?
These lights seem so bright on the slides, right?
Yeah.
Can we turn this off? You guys.
Which is the same on both sides? Oh. It's below that other one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is another idea of the landscaping, is to basically hedge from the Paradise Drive side, and then also to try to screen for the neighbors. There's already a substantial hedge between us and the Timstras, but you know, just to protect everyone's privacy.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the shrubs, because they can get pretty tall.
So we have to maintain them at the right level, that they provide the privacy without blocking views. Yes.
Yeah, that's... That's, yeah, well, I'm just asking because I want to understand what's on the drawing. So there would be additional shrubs along the perimeter in there? Right, okay. And then you also on the plans call for new fencing on the property line with the neighbors, and that would be tearing out the old fence that's there, and some of the screening shrubs would come with that. Is that?
I'm not sure. Right, we haven't really examined that fence, but you know, I think we're happy to work to try to preserve the shrubs. I think some of the fences are in pretty bad shape, and so they're kind of tumbled down.
Okay.
It's not some... And we're trying to save them on the south side, that kind of ivy wall.
Tear down the fence if it's on the existing property line between the two properties. I mean, did you talk to the neighbors?
We haven't kind of gotten to that level of detail. It was more just that we were proposing that with this house, if a new fence was needed and needed to be built, that we would take the responsibility. But of course, we would discuss it with the neighbors in terms of making sure that it was a fence that everyone was happy with. It was more just acknowledging that the new, probably the construction will mean that the old fence won't necessarily be at the right heights anymore by the time you finish this. But we're happy to discuss it with the neighbors. We certainly would want them to be pleased with the fence at the end of the day.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay, thank you. So what I meant to say before is now we'll open it up to members of the public. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. And so we'll ask that people limit their comments to 3 minutes each. And after we give everyone a chance to speak, we'll let the applicant come back up and take up to 5 minutes to further discuss and address anything that's been raised. So whoever would like to go first, I just ask that you start with your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Pete Timestra, and I'm the neighbor to the east at 2380 Paradise Drive to the Gray's new home. I would like to, first of all, welcome the Grays to our neighborhood, and it pleases me that they appreciate the special place that we have and that they're going to love Lifers Hygieia as we have for almost 35 years. I know it's an arduous process, and they've been very gracious in sharing with us their plans there. We have submitted in a couple of letters that listed a few things that we were concerned about. Most of them have to do as much with their privacy from us as it does with our privacy from them. The hedges, the fences, the windows, those kinds of things. I want to thank the board for their effort, and also Dan Watrous. Everyone's come by and taken a look, and we're really looking forward to your decision and from your neighbors. Thank you.
My name is Tyler Bartlett. I'm the owner and resident of 2360 Paradise Drive. I have some minor concerns which were addressed. One was the fence on our side. Look forward to discussing that. And the hedges as well on that side. The other one was the large window that is on that wall that's above the staircase, it looked like. Those were my only three minor concerns. Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Teresa Harrelson, and I'm the owner of 2317 Martin East.
And first of all, your drawings and everything are beautiful. I live directly from where your new garage that you would like to have. And as you know, I'm sure all of you have visited the property, and the part that the garage is at is a private road that is very narrow. And I'm just concerned about how narrow it is, how much more traffic we're going to have there, and what we'll be doing to beautify, you know, with now that you're going to open the host space, what will you do from a landscaping standpoint, from a paving standpoint? You know, the fences are all broken and all that's happening there, and I'm not really clear on what you're doing.
Sorry, just would you mind addressing the board as opposed to the applicant? Okay. Thanks. It's okay.
And I'm not really sure of what I thought maybe they would answer.
They'll have their chance.
I'm very concerned about how it will look from the garage side. Now it's all private. I have total privacy. I have a garden that's all fenced in, and I'm not sure at the height that they are that they can see in. And I would like to know the kind of landscaping they'll do once they open that and put a garage, and the concern about it being a small little private road. So those are some of my concerns. Property to see how much they can see into my property, but it is a beautiful, tiny, private garden that I wouldn't want, that I would like to see my garden.
And just so I understand, you're on the downside of Linda Vista then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Directly across from that wall.
Okay. Thanks. Any other public comments? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the applicant, and again, feel free to take up to 5 minutes to address comments raised.
Thank you, Mary Griffin again. So thank you all for speaking, and we're very happy to work with all of the neighbors on the conditions that come up against their property, whether it's fences or landscaping or from the Linda Vista, we do have an apron. The garage is set back in, and one thing we thought that would actually be helpful is people, it's a one-way road, but people, like a truck trying to get around, will actually be providing, but for people turning around, that they could turn around in this apron, because the Gray's cars will actually be in the garage and their guests will be above. So we were hoping we would actually be easing it a little bit, but we certainly, they are going to be driving that way, so they're going to be wanting to see a pretty entry. So we expect the landscaping, but to be improved from how it is now. And our deck, there is a deck there now, and our deck's actually 6 inches lower than the existing deck. So we won't, and it's cut back some. So we won't be looming, it won't be different really in how you experience it, I don't think, than how it is now. And then with the fences and the landscaping on either side, we're happy to work with the neighbors to preserve hedges or to make sure that landscaping, that fences are things that are acceptable to everyone. Are there any other things that I should address?
I have a question.
Yes.
You talk about improving your ingress and egress and how it's a bad driveway coming out, but the next door neighbor has a problem getting out of their driveway, and by putting that parking pad all the way across and planting the pittosporums that can grow quite tall, you're making it harder for them to get in and out of their driveway.
Yeah, well, we're happy to not, you know, to adjust the pittosporums if that is not a good solution. It was about trying to provide screening. The parking space we're adding isn't there. It's at the other end. There's already a parking space adjoining.
It affects them, so it would be helpful if it was
pulled back a little bit, yeah. So we're
I pulled out of that driveway, and I was scared pulling out of the driveway out of the next door neighbor's driveway because you have zero visibility.
We're happy to try to, I mean, it's that the fine line of maintaining their privacy, and I think there's enough, but we wouldn't be extending the parking any further than it is now. It's on the other side.
where the curb cut is.
I understand that, but that's not where it affects the neighbors. Where it affects the neighbors is on their side where the driveway is. So I'm saying if you pulled that back a little bit, it would give them increased visibility.
Right, it would just mean for the town, you would maybe, right now that's the town's land, not ours or the neighbors.
Yeah, town is.
And the town would be getting an extra parking space.
It was noted that that retaining wall is going to be subject to the separate application.
To an encroachment permit, yes.
These parking spaces would then be reviewed at that time, is that right?
Yes, but in general, the Public Works Department has encouraged these sorts of, improved spaces to provide additional parking.
But in terms of visibility for egress, and that's a highway
and
issue as much as, it's more than a design issue.
Right, and that's why I was going to Board Member Emberson's comment. When you were talking about pulling back, I heard two different suggestions. One is reducing the height of the landscaping in that area to avoid that sort of view blockage. But the other one I had heard was to actually not allow to wrap that retaining wall and have the end of the retaining wall pulled back from 2380 so that it, you know, the.
That's what I was talking about. Two spots instead of three, I think, and it's really a matter of losing the third one that's on that west side of the property. It's the east side of the property, I guess.
Okay.
I think that would be, we're happy to do whatever the town wants the Grays to do. Our main thing was to remove the curb cut and then to try to improve it for the overall neighborhood. So if it's better to have two spaces and more gap, that's fine. I think we're happy to work with you on how you would like to. They aren't going to be using those parking spaces except for occasional visitors.
I'm looking at the street view on Google to refresh myself, and there's like a giant suburban park there.
It was there again today.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's why you couldn't see that suburban park.
Okay.
Other questions?
Okay. So with that, we'll close the public portion of the hearing, and we will bring it back to the board. Who would like to start?
I'll start. Firstly, I'd like to say I think it's a very handsome design. I think rotating the house makes a lot of sense in a lot of standpoints, particularly opening up the views for the neighbours by pulling the house round. Keeping it a single storey is definitely beneficial, and I think having access for parking off Linda Vista Avenue rather than off Paradise Drive is a positive thing. I think Linda Vista Avenue is a bit like a news court. It's not English related with parking off it, and it's appropriate to have the garage down there. And I think, it was interesting to see the design development drawings showing that you've already pulled this corner of the roof to the living room away from the adjacent property. It's still, when you stand in the kitchen, it's still really close to the Golden Gate Bridge. And I was hoping someone would have a photograph at the meeting. I don't actually have one. You have one.
I
to
know.
Refresh my memory. Well, you've got one from the pointed window, but not from the kitchen.
Now from the pointed window, from kitchen sink
from the
number
kitchen
two.
Sink.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah, so it actually cuts over to the, and but that's the wall there. And
right.
So it's just the overhang. And a question, obviously the overhang provides some shading, but on the due south facing with such tall windows, it's going to be minimal. And whether there's just some way you could look at that corner, because you've got 11'6" high windows, and then the roof is continuing to sail on past, and it's actually hitting the Golden Gate Bridge view, which is a really important
view.
So I think it's in, it just needs tweaking. That's my one reservation. I think there were comments about the fencing. A 6 foot or 6 inch wide fence board is fairly typical. The fact that it's a solid 6 inch post just makes it more expensive, but visually it's going to look the same. And I had no objection to the increased height of the fence to Paradise Drive, I think it makes sense, because then it's downhill from the road and you want privacy. You expect to have privacy there. And I assume the other fence is all just 6 foot high. And you're going to work with the neighbors about those issues. So other than that, I think it's going to be look really nice.
Okay. Thanks, Gordon. John, Linda?
Well, yeah, I think that was well put, Gordon. I agree with everything you said. I've got a few other things. That's all. You know, it is a shame because that overhang, it's a shame it's the Golden Gate Bridge. It's like the most iconic thing in the Bay Area. Any other time, I would say, with that kind of expansive view that they have, that's a one little corner view, and it's just the view. It's hard not to think about blocking that out. That I had the same concern you did. I also think that the glass that wraps around on the living room side, I think it either needs to come down to the head height of the windows on the side of the house or be eliminated, because I do think that because that whole room is going to be lit up no matter where you are, it's going to light the whole room. That view, that window is going to show, the top of that window is going to show.
This is the southeast corner of the house?
Yeah.
To the studio.
Yeah. The top of that, you're going to see the top of that. Yeah. And it's and at nighttime, those are the ones that can really be a problem.
Yeah, because the window at the front isn't that tall.
Yeah.
Upside it isn't. So it.
I think that would help because just by looking at it from the neighbor's house, it appeared that the head of these windows is going to be about where the eave line is, the roof line is on the existing house, which is almost at where the shrubs are covering it up.
Yeah.
So a little more growth on the shrub than if you cover all those up. What else did I have? I think that the way I understand it, and I think the way the architect explained, I think that the deck, there will be no greater view for the downhill neighbor than exists right now. So I don't think she needs to worry about that. And I think that they will handle this in an appropriate manner down below, and I think that does help the traffic. I think pulling that back so that the car isn't parked there is a good idea. I appreciate all the work that they've done to try to accommodate the neighbors. And this is a borrowed view, but it just happens to be a pretty important one. My one comment is that if there's not a resolution on the fence, and maybe even on the type of screening plant along the common property line, I'm hesitant to approve it. And that it could be a staff level approval based upon what happens when they work with the neighbors to find out how and can it be done. Because right now there's details in here of where it's located and what it looks like, and we'd be approving that. As I said, they haven't really gotten into the final design or coordination with the neighbors on it, so I'm wondering if that would be a condition.
You're talking about on the west side?
East.
On the one with the time space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Could you unpack that a little bit? Because, I just seeing like the cross-section of what's proposed for the side yard design of the fence and the front yard side of the fence and seeing what that looks like. And
I'm okay with the front yard and that variant.
Right.
But they show.
I'm assuming that this is a 6 foot maximum.
Yeah, and this is their side yard, and it is 6 feet.
Right.
And all that's okay, except that where is it? And if it's on the property line, that could affect, if it's going to take out all of that screening that's there and they have to plant new screening.
The screening is the time strip screening.
Right, but, you know, if you're working on the property line and their screening is right on that fence.
If the screening gets destroyed, then all bets are off, right? I mean, if the time strip screening gets destroyed, then in order to close out the permit, that's going to have to get fixed, I think.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, I would hope it wouldn't, I would hope that it could stay.
Right, so, for sure, I agree.
A survey, I think, on the last page of the plans, I'm not sure how detailed that is, but it does, it appears to show that the fence kind of bows in and out of the property line.
Right.
At that location.
I mean,
it's the majority of the length is inside the property line. It's only slightly outside it when you get right down towards Linda Vista Avenue. I presume if it was rebuilt, it would be rebuilt inside the property line.
Yeah, it does look like it's inside.
But most of it is inside, according to the survey.
Except where it touches, right, where there's that square, right? And it goes down.
Yeah.
Right. Which is probably less controversial. I mean, the screening on
it's not so much the detail of the fences, it's the detail, it's the disruption to existing planting that we're concerned about. So you want a condition that just says that the existing planting on the other side of the fence should be maintained.
Yeah, I mean, should any damage occur to that stuff when this old fence gets ripped out, that, I mean, to the extent it's not already a condition of approval, that satisfactory landscaping, you know, to staff's satisfaction, be added prior to, you know, the building permit being closed out.
Right.
Well, they have pittosporum being planted all the way down there, and pittosporum, when I looked it up online, it shows that it can grow to 30 feet, and if that's the case, that's going to be it's going to provide screening, but I think it's going to provide too much screening. So then you have the problem of always having to count on your neighbors to cut down the hedge. I don't know if this form is the best idea for that joint property line.
All I can tell you is that I must have accidentally bought dwarf pear flavor pittosporum because mine has not grown since planting it 2 years ago. I mean, I just think the soil in this peninsula, you know, is horrendous. I don't know what the average percentage is of how much the sunset guide for the degree to which things grow, but I mean, I don't know that we're experts here. I didn't mean to interrupt you at all, but on the pittosporum or not pittosporum, I don't know that we're experts and we're definitely not going to just pick one for the applicant. I'd be content to defer to staff and their, perhaps not infinite, but definitely far superior wisdom. To, you know, work with the applicant on that or a different species that hopefully would not grow materially higher than 15 feet.
Yeah, the pittosporum are very commonly used on the peninsula as a good, thick, relatively quick-growing screen, but most of the time they don't get more than about 10 feet or so tall, from my experience, and, you know, not the 30 feet max that we hear that all the time where somebody says, oh, the Sunset Garden Book says this, but it's going to be way shorter. This is one of the ones where it's materially shorter in this town.
Okay. So it's not just me. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it could be that, well, if
it's my wife, actually. It's not me.
Yeah, no, it's the wife. It always is the wife. I think it's a handsome design. I liked the renderings of the architect. Brought better than what I'm seeing here. I think the size of the skylights and the eave overhang are the two things that I'm stuck on. These are some big skylights on a flat roof. The one over the tub, if you figure it's a 6 foot tub, that goes a foot at least, so it's like an 8 foot long skylight. That's a big skylight. I don't have a ruler, so I can't measure, but if you do, it's quarter inch. I think it's too large.
We'll vote on it.
What do you come up with, Gordon?
It's about 6 feet. It's about 6 feet.
Yeah, we need it.
Did you come up with a sign?
It's about 6 feet.
Six, yeah. And then there's all the ones that are in the entry hall that is longer than even the 6 foot over the tub. I think they could be reduced a little bit. It's on a flat roof, and I think it...
But the design is flat, and the roof is approximately around about eye level there. So I think if we had a similar situation with that house, we did down on the near here, down on the front, where they wanted to put a roof light in that was just about at eye level, and it was flat. But in that instance, it was a bit closer, a bit lower, and I think we put louvers.
But who's going to see
them? But I don't think anyone can see them. You know, I think these ones, you know, they're behind, these ones are behind that sloping roof from the uphill neighbours, and this one's a linear slot.
I think the next door neighbour can see them.
The time
check? I don't think
there's something happening to
the house. But you're not looking down on them, you're looking across
the top
of them.
You're looking straight across from eye level. I tried to carry that line visually across in my mind, but I don't know.
Pictures I took are not going to show it, but... Okay.
And I agree with the roof overhang is, if it was brought back a little bit, it would make the neighbors happy. And I agree with everything that Gordon and John said. If it was any other view, it wouldn't seem so important to me, but it is a Golden Gate Bridge, and if you just took that, what seems like a pretty big overhang, if you just brought it back a little bit, it would probably solve the problem. That's
okay. So, yeah, I agree with a lot of what's been said so far. You know, to Gordon's point in terms of, you know, complementing the design, I think this is very thoughtfully designed, both on the part of the architects as well as the applicants. I think putting the garage off of Linda Vista is going to be a huge circulation improvement, if you will. And the fact that, unlike the last time we saw a garage in Linda Vista, the garage door is going to be set back so far is extremely helpful. It's not going to be the just hazard that, you know, we saw 3 months ago that we, you know, had to say no to largely because of that. So I think that combined with, you know, the new means of getting in and out of the house is going to be a tremendous improvement. I also thought that the concealment of the solar panels, not that they're unattractive per se, but situating them the way they are on a, you know, ultimately a south sloping roof in a place that nobody's going to see them, I thought was a very thoughtful way of doing that. I personally, in looking at how much roof there is, you know, I actually think the skylight requests are pretty modest. I mean, it's maybe 5% of the roof. I mean, it's not a lot. And that they're all going to be, you know, on a flat portion of the roof as opposed to the portion of the roof that, you know, slopes so that it's almost looking back uphill. I just don't think anyone's going to see them. And I definitely don't think it's going to be an issue for the times stress. I'm less concerned about the fence. I mean, I absolutely would be concerned about potential loss of screening. Being there, it looks so robust and well-established that it's hard to picture it being damaged, but, you know, things happen. This is going to be a teardown and a complete new build, so as that fence goes, it wouldn't be unimaginable for that to happen, so I certainly would like to see some sort of condition of approval that, you know, should any of that screening be damaged, that, you know, screening that's going to replace it as quickly as is reasonably possible be added as a condition of approval. But I agree with the staff's findings on the lot coverage variance, as well as the excess height variance for the fence in the front. I agree with your suggestion, John, to pull down the top of that window to meet the sill height of the windows. I think that's a good suggestion, because even, yeah, because you're right. I mean, it's going to fill with light. It's a big open space, so anytime anyone's in the house, virtually anywhere other than the bedroom, there will be light, you know, kind of filling up that corner. So just bringing it down that 18 inches or whatever that is, I think would be helpful. So that kind of leaves me to the eave, and just, you know, the slope of that roof generally. You know, it's kind of torn about it. You know, it is one of those panoramic views, and it is one of those instances where, you know, not only do you have to be in one room, namely the kitchen, you also have to be in like a certain part of the kitchen to really get the impact of it. But it's there, and it's real, and it's a, you know, it's unfortunate, and really, I think the eave is mostly aesthetic. I really don't think it's going to be very functional. With all that glazing, I mean, honestly, that room, as great as the view is going to be, it's just going to be unpleasant when it's sunny, which is most of the time. I mean, I live in a house with way too many windows facing south, and it's like, I just can't be in there during the day. So, you know, I'd encourage them to take another look at if they maybe slope the roof the other way or get rid of the eave, or one way or another, just try to ultimately, I mean, diminish the impact. And if they can come up with a way, you know, to make that more functional in the process, great. But I do think it's unfortunate that it cuts into that view from that place. And one other thing I did want to compliment them on, though, is how helpful it was to see the actual structure that's been proposed actually built there, as opposed to, you know, a random story pole that you got to check to make sure in the plans if it's the wall or the eave or what it is.
Yeah.
And then with a piece of tape or not tape and just having to imagine the rest. So that was extremely helpful, and I also wanted to compliment the applicants on that. So it sounds like there's a consensus that something should be done at a minimum about the eave, but to address the impact on the Golden Gate view. And I don't think any of us are necessarily at the place where, you know, there's an idea that's so natural that, that well, we'll just do that and call it a day and let staff, you know, take it from there, right? So it seems to me the consensus is that should be dealt with. It seems there's also a consensus, at least for two of us, and specifically mentioned it. It sounds like we're probably generally on board with pulling that one window down. Obviously, that's easy enough. And for that, we wouldn't necessarily need to see it again. But I do think that it sounds like we're all in agreement that we'd like to see the roof dealt with, the eave somehow dealt with, et cetera, to make this less impactful from that Golden Gate view from 2380.
The one other thing that was mentioned earlier, but not during the deliberation, was reducing the parking pad on the Paradise side to a two-space pad.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's kind of a hazard currently, especially when there's a Suburban there.
It's a borderline for three anyway. If you wanted 20 feet for a parallel parking, it's too short for that. So I think if we just make it to, say it's 40 foot long or 45 foot long, it would be.
But specifically pulling it away from the eastern boundary,
exactly.
to free up that view and keep that open. And obviously right now it's kind of like this flat gravel area, so I don't know whether you put like a boulder there to keep a car from parking or what, but.
Yeah. Simply wrap the little retaining wall around
right
and, you know, toward the street.
Park after the end of your peril. Have fun with that. Okay.
Oh, I was also up on the deck of the existing house, and you cannot see into any garden. I looked, and I didn't see any garden at all. I didn't see anything, so you can't.
The new deck is lower as well.
And the new deck is even
lower,
so there's no issue.
Normally, we would ask for a continuance at this point to the March 3rd meeting. I do know that the architects have been working on design solutions. We would need design solutions for all these things that the board was talking about by next Monday, and revised story polls by next Monday to stay on the February 18th meeting.
Can we do that?
We can. I mean, I think we're all in agreement that we would want to see the view for ourselves from the Times Cruise as opposed to...
Well, I'd be interested in seeing it.
Sure.
If it's a...
Yeah, we'll see what they think.
On the back side.
Yeah.
This image.
Yeah.
And so this overhang is 3 feet 4 inches, and we wondered, it's basically here for some solar control, so it's kind of that, that's what the dial...
Yes.
Yeah. But we were wondering if we cut it back 2 feet, so it pulled it off that Golden Gate Bridge.
But that's the wrong viewpoint. That's not the viewpoint that we were...
Well,
so I don't know if that's
the
one.
I think this is. Yes, I think...
Submitted with their ladder. This is their own ladder.
But that's not my point. My point is that you can't see it from the kitchen, which is what we're worried about, right?
No, I think that's what this is. What it, that's what...
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, you can picture that, and I mean, this is... I took this from the kitchen, and clearly... In mind, like, it's
over
here,
right,
so,
over, so
I mean,
understand.
I, you know, I think it's a good place to start. I, you know, my sense is that, you know,
so if we cut it back 3 feet, with the, it's that thing of balancing.
Well, yeah, because obviously that it's always, always taken away altogether.
And normally, I think, in a case like this, you probably need to see the story polls.
For sure.
My recommendation.
Yeah.
Well, and or lowering. I wasn't sure whether,
no,
you know,
no,
that was...
The
okay. But I think the question I had was, as far as the date for the continuance, whether you felt like you could pull all this together, revise the story poll, get us revised plans by Monday. If not, we'll go to the March 3rd meeting. Okay. We'd recommend then a continuance to March 3rd.
Okay, regarding the 23. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to make a motion for a continuance of the project at 2370 Paradise Drive. I'm going to make a motion that we continue and get new drawings for the March 3rd meeting.
Seconded? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All against? None. With that, we're continuing until March 3rd. Okay. I will just ask people to leave quietly because we do have one last item on the agenda, and it's review and adoption from the December 17th meeting, if anyone remembers that.
I would think before Christmas. What then?
Linda. I had a couple, but it's obvious enough what the meaning is, and you know, all we end up with is like stuff like this when it's, you know, just changing typos. So so I was fine with them as drafted. Did anyone have any comments?
No.
I make a motion that we approve the meetings from the December 17th, 2015 meeting as submitted.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.